entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a few hours, opening statements will begin in the first criminal trial ever of a former U.S. president. The first witnesses in Donald Trump's hush money trial are also expected to be called today. The Senate expected a vote this week on those funding bills passed by the House. This time, however, they will be considered as one big package. ABC's Jay O'Brien with more on what that means.
It means all of this stuff is wrapped into one bow. And so when you think about that legislation, for instance, to force a sale of TikTok away from its Chinese parent company, and if that sale doesn't happen, then the app could be banned. Right now, the choice that the Senate is facing is if it wants to vote for that aid for Israel and Ukraine, for instance, it also has to vote for that legislation aimed at TikTok.
The head of Israeli military intelligence has resigned. He is the first high-level Israeli official to step down in connection with the mistakes not anticipating the October 7th Hamas attack. This is ABC News. Groundbreaking today for a new way to get from L.A. to Sin City. A new high-speed rail line is being built to connect Las Vegas and Los Angeles. The $12 billion project promising a trip of just over 2 hours and is supposed to be done by 2028. Rocking in Cleveland, a new class at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Last year on the Kelly Clarkson Show, Cher expressed frustration that she's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and said at this point, even if invited,
I wouldn't be in it now if they gave me $1 million.
Are you serious?
We'll see if she sticks to her guns. She's in now. The 2024 class just announced. It also includes Mary J. Blige, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Dave Matthews Band, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest.
Microphone check, 1, 2, what is this?
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And on this Earth Day, Hong Kong is now putting a ban in place on single-use plastic. Straws, stirrers, plastic plates, forks, and knives, all banned from restaurants. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayllon. No charges against a state lawmaker accused in a scheme to evade campaign finance rules. Though not clearing her of wrongdoing, the Waukesha County District Attorney Friday declined to file charges against State Representative Janelle Branchen in connection to a campaign to defeat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Wisconsin's House delegation split on foreign aid votes over the weekend. The House approved more than $60 billion in aid to Ukraine, $26 billion in aid to Israel, and $8 billion to Taiwan. Republican Mike Gallagher in his final House votes was the only Wisconsin Republican to support all three. And today is Earth Day, and it's being observed with dozens of events this week on the UW campus and opportunities to get involved today in communities around Wisconsin. The Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies at UW-Madison is where Earth Day had its beginnings back in 1970. Ted Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker shads you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Ice cream is back at O'Galley Cheese. Chocolate Shop Super Premium Ice Cream has a 14% butterfat content, which gives it a richer taste. Get yours in a dish or a cake cone, available as a single or double scoop. Want to take some home? Pint sizes are also available. O'Galley Cheese, located north of Durand on Highway 25, opens 7 days a week for your ice cream enjoyment.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCKY to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCKY to 42424. That's ROCKY to 42424.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy and windy today with a few scattered showers by late this afternoon. Our high 66, the wind south gusting to 35. Tonight down to 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunder shower possible and a high near 61. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
So upset, nervous wreck, can't believe you said goodbye. Sit and smoke, cry and joke about these tears in my eyes. Could you do what you've gone and done to me? I wouldn't treat a dog the way you treated me. But that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you. A million times, a million lines, and I bought them every one. You don't care, you rip and tear every dream I've counted on. I guess that I should thank my unlucky stars that I'm alive and you're the way you are. But that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you. I should. no more next time doing me wrong. You'll come back this time to find out that I'm gone. But that's what you get. You should expect that from me. That's what I get. I've come to expect it from you. Down the highway, I ain't going nowhere feeling the way I do, because my baby's long gone and nothing's going my way. I'm gonna let this muddy water just wash away my blues. It's gonna take a lot of river to keep this broken heart afloat. Gonna take a lot of river running all the livelong day. Gonna take the Mississippi, the Monongahela and the Ohio. Gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away.
Well, I wish I was a tugboat pushing men and pulling them barges along, moving on the water with a heart made of iron and steel. There wouldn't be no take my love and didn't do me wrong. I could work all day with nothing in the world to feel.
It's gonna take a lot of river to keep this broken heart afloat. Gonna take a lot of river running all the livelong day. Gonna take the Mississippi, the Monongahela and the Ohio. Gonna take a lot of river. Wash these blues away.
Is she in New Orleans? Is she a Cajun queen? I wonder what she's doing now. But if I know her, she's got rings and furs, struggling along somehow.
It's gonna take a lot of river to keep this broken heart afloat. Gonna take a lot of river running all the livelong day. Gonna take the Mississippi, the Monongahela and the Ohio. Gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away. It's gonna take a lot of river to keep this broken heart afloat. Gonna take a lot of river running all the livelong day. Gonna take the Mississippi, the Monongahela and the Ohio. Gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away. It's gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away.
Hear that sizzle? Hear Country Fry. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 63, left little Jimmy and me to plant those taters and pull up another tomorrow. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain, can I hear you playing for me? Little brother was never quite right. He used to sit on the floor in the sunlight, play with the dust that danced on the beams in the window. Sister had to cook and clean, 'cause mama she got sick and lean. Sometimes I think she just died away, missing Papa. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, Mama, can I hear you singing to me? Well, everything has changed today. Little brother, he was taken away. Sister, she married a soldier and lives in Toledo. And me, I'm in a Nashville bar, and I've never been so far from that old gravel road and the rivers that run through my memory. Rocky Mountain fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, brother, can I hear you calling me?
Rocky Mountain music fills my memory.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Eddie Rabbit and Rocky Mountain Music here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-30s across the region. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also, chatting with our farm broadcasting friend and colleague, Dennis Guy from Canada. They're expecting another severe wildfire season, and we're going to chat with Dennis about that here coming up this hour in our Newsmaker segment. USDA has made an announcement that the U.S. Agency for International Development will deploy $1 billion in Commodity Credit Corporation funding that will help to purchase U.S.-grown commodities to provide emergency food assistance to people in need throughout the world. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack made that announcement yesterday, and the initial $950 million will support the purchase, shipment, and distribution of U.S. wheat, rice, sorghum, chickpeas, dry peas, also cornmeal, pinto beans, and kidney beans. Those are commodities that align with traditional USAID international food assistance programs. Also, another pilot project of $50 million to utilize U.S. commodities that are shelf-stable and suitable for use in feeding food-insecure persons and populations. USDA will work with humanitarian organizations to develop that product. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday,
Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Betty, last week's February dairy supply and utilization report pulled back the curtain a little bit on the dairy market. What jumped out at you from the report?
Butter jumped out. We knew that butter exports were down in February, and we've been hearing reports of robust demand stateside, kind of as part of the narrative of, well, maybe here is why butter prices are pushing $3 per pound in April. But when we look at the supply and utilization data from February, domestic usage was down almost 5%, and the total category disappearance was down 6.3%. So that was really surprising to see. So just as an economist, as I think about all the fundamentals for butter, there really isn't anything that's saying like, yep, prices, you know, demand is rip-roaring and supply is super tight. So that kind of stuck out. And then cheese as well. We expected that American cheese domestically, not as much was consumed, and that was certainly confirmed. That was down 7% on a year-over-year basis, despite really strong exports in February. So the overall American cheese category was then down that same 6.3% as butter. Those were two of the big highlights from the report.
How about non-fat dry milk and whey?
The non-fat dry milk utilization picked up a little bit as a whole on the category, up 2.2%, 182.3 million pounds utilized. And that was really driven by the stronger export number that we saw domestically. Usage was down almost 3%. So it really was those bigger exports that we saw. We'll see if that continues. The export sales obviously would have been booked 2 to 3 months prior to February when markets were kind of moving lower. So we'll see if that continues into March. I'm not totally sure that it's going to. From a dry whey perspective, that was down. It fell mostly due to poor export demand. Domestic demand was not great either. And poor export demand really has been the narrative there since March of 2023. Every month since March 2023, utilization in that category has been down on a year-over-year basis, with the exception of January 2024. Mm. So just really poor exports in dry whey.
Betty, do you have a quick update for us on the avian influenza, or should we call it bovine influenza?
Goodness, yeah, it's interesting seeing two different names in the literature and some of the different opinions on that. There's been a few more cases that have been confirmed in Michigan, but it's just kind of more of the same, and we're not seeing a huge impact on dairy markets as it relates to this disease. So, yeah, not much new.
Thank you, Betty. Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
USDA's April forecast for milk reveals lower production and, in turn, lower prices despite strong demand. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski discusses this month's milk product and class price forecast from USDA.
Butter is really the only dairy product this month where we raised our price forecast. So our butter price forecast is now at $2.92 per pound. That was raised this month by 13 cents per pound, just reflecting that strong domestic and global demand. Whereas all of the other main products, cheese, non-fat dry, and dry whey prices were adjusted lower, just reflecting observed prices and relatively weaker demand markets. In terms of the dairy class prices, so class 3 price was reduced by 95 cents per hundredweight this month, and that reflects those lower price adjustments for cheese and whey. Class 4 prices, on the other hand, were raised by 30 cents per hundredweight, and that reflects that strength in butter markets and butter prices.
And that's World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski. Members of 4-H chapters across the U.S. gathered in the U.S. Capitol Friday for the annual 4-H convention.
There are only a handful of national 4-H events that bring youth from every state together. To be able to come to Washington, D.C. for National 4-H Conference is really just an extraordinary experience for some of these young people who have never left their county.
Annie Cesarini of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Pluto TV has over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies for whatever mood you're in. Just open the app and something good will already be playing because it's curated by people who love TV as much as you do. So if you're in the mood for comedy, there's 18 channels that'll make you laugh. Looking for drama? We got so much of it, you'll cry tears of joy. Reality shows, game shows, sports, Star Trek, and even more Star Trek. No matter what mood you're in, there's something on Pluto TV. Just download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect. Perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You better think.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Vince Gill, you better think twice here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. 36 in downtown Durand. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from the overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, May milk up 15 to 17.95, June up 13 to 18.20, July up 6 to 18.39, August up 3 at 18.57. Cheese markets Friday were higher, barrels up 5 to 166, 40 pound blocks up 7 to 168, 11 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day, cash butter steady at 292, 2 trades on the day, grading on fed dry milk down a quarter to 112, 1 trade on the day, dry whey up 3 quarters to 39 and a quarter, 10 trades on the day. Cattle markets and hogs are both called mixed today. The numbers in the cattle on feed report were surprising to the trade. That could make it an interesting beginning of the week. The number of cattle on feed was 1% below the average trade estimate. Placements were 4.8% below the trade estimate as well. Both the on feed and placement numbers were below the bottom of the trading range of trade estimates. That could make it bullish for futures, but marketings came in at 86%. Which was 3% below the average trade estimate and below the range of estimates, making that bearish. Taking it as a whole, the report seems to be neutral to slightly bullish. There could be some type of a knee-jerk reaction, though, at least at the start of the open. Meanwhile, hog markets, they did find some strong buying interest, even though packers had finished buying for the week, and they could still end up opening mixed. April live cattle opens the day at 181.47, June 175.67, August 173.55. April feeder cattle open at 241.32, May 242, August 253.50. May hogs open at 96.22, June 104.82, July at 106.47. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Grain markets are mostly mixed. There are some weather concerns, and that is helping to support the wheat markets, as there could be some cooler than expected weather. Meanwhile, corn and soybeans moving mostly lower. The trade is still kind of watching the geopolitical situation in the Mideast. Also, there's now some belief that the Fed might not be lowering interest rates anytime soon. That's also leading to some strength in the dollar. That could also be pressuring some of the markets today. May corn up a quarter to 433 and three quarters. July up or down a quarter now to 442 and three quarters. September down a half to 450 and three quarters. December down a quarter to 466. May beans down 3 to 1147 and a half. July and August both down 2 3/4. July 1163, August 1164. New crop down 1 3/4 to 1159 and a quarter. May soybean meal down 350 this morning to 340.20, but May soybean oil up 33 cents to 44.71. Chicago wheat, May up 6 1/4 to 556 1/2. July up 6 1/2 to 573 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, May down 1 1/4 to 645 3/4, while July up 1 to 653 1/2. Energy markets this morning, May crude oil down 9 cents to 83.05. June down 44 cents to 81.78. May gas down 2 cents to 269. June down a cent to 267. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 382, May 385, June 388, new crop 411. Cash beans 1071, May 1076, June 1081, new crop 1076. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 408.5, May 411.5, June 408, new crop 416.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 393, May 397, June 413, new crop 416. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 383, May 386, new crop 411. Cash beans 1075, May 1078, new crop 1086. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 388, new crop 411, cash beans 1074, new crop 1076. At Red Wing Grains, cash and May and June corn all at 421, new crop 416. Cash beans 1124, May 1129, June 1138, new crop 1106. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 386, May 386, new crop 411, cash beans 1078, May 1081, new crop 1086. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 158 to 185, Holstein fed cattle 142 to 169, market cows 89 to 130, bulls 115 to 152, calves 250 to 900, beef steers 154 to 365, Holstein steers 124 to 281. Sheep markets, market lambs 265 and down, light lambs 265 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 100 and down, goat markets, does 125 and down, bucks 135 and down, and kids at 435 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get oil from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. You might have to crawl even after you walk. Had your things blown up in my face. Seen the long shot win the race. Been knocked down by the slamming door. Picked myself up and came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's dance, you learn as you go. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't
didn't read. It wasn't the teachers who tried to teach me. It wasn't that varsity baseball coach who kept on telling them locker room jokes. It was Bobby Ann Mason back in high school. She was way too cute. She was way too cool. How was I gonna get an education sitting right in back of Bobby Ann Mason? If Bobby knew her history, Bobby knew her French, Bobby knew how to keep her boys in suspense. She teased with a touch, she teased with a kiss. I was 3 long years being teased by pretty Miss Bobby Ann Mason. Back in high school, she was way too cute. She was way too cool. In the class, me, I graduated closer to last. Bobby went to college, she got a degree. I got a guitar so I can sing about me. And Bobby Ann Mason, back in high school, she was way too cute. She was way too cool. How was I gonna get an education sitting right in back of Bobby Ann Mason? Divides, time subtracts, takes away your hair, takes away your jump shot, but it ain't gonna take all the memories I've got of Bobby Ann Mason. Back in high school, she was way too cute, she was way too cool. How was I gonna get an education sitting right in back of Bobby Ann Mason? Back in high school, she was way too cute. She was way too cool. I got most of my education sitting right in back of Bobby Ann Mason. Sitting right in back of Bobby Ann Mason.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Somebody's eye. You ought to see all the double takes when she goes walking by. But she's so distant, she seems so cold. Everybody says that rock won't roll. She's too pretty.
that rock long road. They say the girl's got a heart of stone. That rock long road. Oh, but she's too pretty to be alone. I've got all this love inside me, and I've just gotta see if that rock.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Canadians and their residences, along with farmland, timber stands, and other natural resources, are all under the threat of another severe wildfire season. Our National Association of Farm Broadcasting colleague Dennis Sky has more from Canada.
Continued drought conditions in the southern prairies and a fairly dry winter in some parts of central Canada have coupled with above normal temperatures forecast for the summer months. At a technical briefing held in Ottawa last week, ministerial department heads are warning that more dry weather is expected this spring and summer, making for greater risk of wildfire events. Low levels of snowpack and rainfall this past winter in some regions has made for an even higher susceptibility to wildfire again this year. More than 70 fires are already burning, mostly in northern British Columbia, northern Alberta, and in the Northwest Territories. Many of the existing fires have continued to smolder below ground throughout the winter months. Natural Resources Minister Jonathan Wilkinson says the high risk of wildfires in those regions is being closely monitored.
Early projections for 2024 indicate the potential for early and above normal fire activity over the spring months as a result of ongoing drought, warmer than normal temperatures, and drier than normal forecasts. The warmer than normal winter temperatures and drier than usual conditions may result in some regions, in particular Western Canada, Eastern Ontario, and Southern Quebec, experiencing early, above normal fire activity.
Currently, the worst drought conditions, ranked exceptional to extreme, are in southern Alberta, in central and northern British Columbia, and the southern part of the Northwest Territories. Canada experienced its warmest winter on record, with the three winter months of December, January, and February experiencing the highest average temperatures since Canada started keeping records back in 1948, according to Environment Canada meteorologists. Last year's wildfires put a strain on resources. In total, 5,500 firefighters from outside Canada were brought in to help with the fires. Natural Resources Minister Jonathan Wilkinson says the government has increased its firefighting budget and is currently training more than 600 new firefighters. Wilkinson also said that local and rural volunteer fire departments now have access to a federal program to help with training and the purchase of equipment.
Federal government is providing $256 million over 5 years to help equip provinces and territories. We now have 11 provinces and territories that have signed agreements, including long-term five-year agreements to access funding for this wildfire season.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
Thank you, Dennis. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand at Napa. Durand at Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa Know-How from Durand at Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
We do have some chances of showers and thunderstorms on the way in our Real Country Ag weather forecast, as scattered showers and storms are possible this afternoon and again Tuesday afternoon. Now, breezy winds are expected again as well on Tuesday. More widespread rainfall is likely starting late Thursday and continuing into Saturday. Partly sunny throughout the day today, 50% chance of rain, high 63 to 68, relative humidity is at 31 to 36%, south winds at 17 to 22, gusting to 30 to 35. We'll see scattered trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation, about 4 hours of sunshine expected. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower, lows 40 to 45, relative humidity is at 69 to 74%. West winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation. For Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of rain and thunderstorms, 70% chance. Highs 58 to 63, relative humidity at 42 to 47%. North winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 30. We'll see 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. For Wednesday, becoming mostly sunny, highs 55 to 60. Thursday, partly sunny, highs 60 to 65. For Friday, cloudy, chance of showers and storms, highs 60 to 65. And for Saturday, cloudy, chance of showers and storms, highs 65 to 70.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
You don't need a huge garden to grow a bumper crop of vegetables. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Raised bed gardens have a lot of benefits, and here's how to build one as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
I have a raised bed garden in my yard for growing everything from tomatoes to green beans. It's easy to weed and there are no compaction problems because I don't walk on it. Raised beds warm up earlier in the spring and dry out faster, so you get a jump start on the planting season. Brooke Edmonds is a commercial horticulturist with Oregon State University Extension. She says you can just mound up soil and plant into it or use some sort of framing material to hold the soil in place.
So that could be pressure treated wood. You can use concrete blocks, cinder blocks, but you can get really creative. Some folks have old watering troughs just drill some extra drain holes in the bottom, and then you can fill that up with a soil mix and plant that out. There's lots of great custom designs out there.
The soil for a raised bed depends on the quality of your native soil. If it's good soil, you can rototill it and raise it up a few inches. If it's made of heavy clay or has lots of sand, it's best to buy garden soil that is well draining and has organic matter in it.
Usually folks may buy a bulk load to have that delivered and use it to fill their raised bed. I wouldn't necessarily recommend potting soil. One, it's a little bit more expensive, and sometimes it has things like perlite or other things mixed in, which will basically like float to the top of your bed. But look for a well-draining garden soil. Take a look at it before you buy it. You may want to also purchase some compost or well-composted manures to mix into that to just help with the drainage.
How deep should the bed be? Edmund says the soil should be deep enough to support the roots of what you're growing. Learn more about raised bed gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
They like to rock it like a boogie woogie choo-choo train.
Stereo. Said if you wanna get it, you got to let it go. She got the boogie.